Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guests will be Amy Reed and Michelle Novi of Woofies. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Northeast Color, and Franchise Payments Network. Looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers and your business with? Pollinate is an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused on the franchise space. Powered by Franchise Payments Network, they work with your team to help you create a reward system that engages your customers, boosts sales, and frequency. With Pollinate, franchise systems enjoy a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits for those enrolled in the program. With Pollinate, everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. To learn more, check out Pollinate at pollinate.com/marketing. Okay, today's franchise spotlight is on Woofies, and we have Amy Reed. She's the co-owner and co-founder, and Michelle Novi. She's the director of marketing and newest team member of Woofies. Ladies, welcome to Social Geek Radio.
Thank you, Jack. Very happy to be here.
So before we dive into our topic of the day, which I really want to get into team building with you guys, Amy, could you give us a little bit of your background? I understand Woofies has been around for 16 years this month. Is that right?
That's correct.
So give me a little... 16 years. Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Give me a little backstory before Woofies. What were you up to?
I was a graduate of University of Notre Dame. And after college, I was in sales and marketing. I worked for tech and telecom companies. I was out in Silicon Valley, kind of near the end of the dot-com era, so that was a lot of fun being there. And then made my way back to Virginia and was still working with tech companies, but I was doing sales and marketing, but I just did not love what I was doing. And I always knew that I wanted to have my own business at some point, and I also knew that I had a true love and passion for animals. So really was looking to figure out a way to blend the ability to have my own business, but to do something that I truly love. So there is Woofies. That's how we started.
And how did you get things rolling? I assume you didn't happen upon a large pile of cash of, you know, several million dollars somewhere and just said, hey, we're going to start a franchise company. How did that all come about, getting the business up and running?
Sure. Good question. I started with my business partner, Leslie Barron. We were neighbors at the time, and we started our consumer business, which is based in Ashburn, Virginia. And that started just out of a true need for this type of service, the pet sitting and dog walking at the time in our local community. So we started that business through sweat equity. We built it and walked literally day and night and added a team of sitters, eventually added a team of groomers. And that's really how Woofies started on the consumer side. And what happened was we grew the business because so many clients were asking us about our services outside of our local footprint. And we had people coming from Washington, D.C., people from all the outskirts of the Metro D.C. area asking for our services. So we knew that there was a great opportunity to grow the Woofies brand. And we were in the process of figuring out, do we build more corporate offices or do we franchise? And I actually went to my first franchise conference back in 2012. I went to the IFE in New York and great conference. And I went to the IFE in New York to start educating myself on the franchise industry and to see if that would be the right growth strategy for us. And the more I learned about it and the benefits of franchising and how it applies to our particular business model, we felt very confident that this was the right move for us. So in 2018, I started assembling a team together and we created Woofies Pet Ventures, which is our franchise company. And we started working with consultants and going to the conferences, educating all of the team members on franchising, everything from recruitment, sales, operations, training, marketing, finance, everything that we need to do for our franchise business. And so we started franchising last year, and right now we have 3 franchise locations in the Metro DC area.
So this is amazing. You went to your first franchise event 8 years ago, and yes, 7 years after that, you started franchising. And I always find that fascinating, people who are sort of planting the seeds or investigating and not going to their first franchise event, and 3 weeks later they've decided, you know, here we go, we're franchising. So
right,
this was a very long decision-making process, I'm guessing, for you and your partner. Is that right?
It was. It was a very calculated decision, and we wanted to make sure that we were growing our business the right way. We felt very confident with franchising as the right strategy, mm-hmm, but we wanted to make sure that we had our consumer business in line before we started franchising. We've built a very successful business. It's grown year after year, but we wanted to make sure that we had all of our processes in place and everything fully documented. And we spent the last couple of years before we actually started franchising truly evaluating every single process that we had in place. And if there was a way to do something better, we tweaked it and we changed it so we could feel confident that we were providing the best process and the best franchise opportunity to our potential franchisees. So that was really important for us to do it and to do it right.
I love that idea of sort of self-valuation, right? Really, you know, making yes, sure this is a good business before you bring someone else in and then, you know, try to make them successful. You actually built it on your own and did well with consumers. And I do want to bring Michelle into the conversation in just a moment to talk about the brand and maybe some of the marketing. But Amy, before we get there, I've noticed we've only been on the air for about 6 minutes now, and you've mentioned the word team about a dozen times. So I'm guessing, right. I'm guessing that team and building the team is really sort of part of your core. Tell me a little bit more about that.
It is everything to our business is the team. It started on a consumer side. And then when we started to franchise, we looked at the different team members and said, okay, we need to get the very best of the best and figure out who we can bring on board for our new franchise business. We needed people who share our same mission, our vision, and people who want to be entrepreneurial, who want to be part of this new line of business, because it is taking a risk in a sense of leaving the comfort of everything that we know on the consumer side and entering this whole new world of franchising, which is really exciting. So we have a team of women who honestly are the most incredible group of women I've ever worked with. I feel very lucky about that. We're all on the same page. We communicate very well. All of us have equity in the franchise company, which I think is really important because we all have a vested interest in growing this business and doing everything that we can to make it work. So it's that commitment that is really important, the commitment to our vision and mission, but it's also a commitment to learning everything we can about the franchise industry. You don't go to school and get a degree in franchising. You know, you've got to figure out a way to learn how to navigate through the franchise business. And we took a very proactive approach from day one. We took a very proactive approach with educating ourselves on how to work within the franchise industry. We started going to the IFE each year in New York. We went to Springboard, which is absolutely incredible, especially for an emerging franchisor. We went to the different IFA conferences, and we went there to educate ourselves and basically act like a sponge to absorb everything that we possibly can, and also to network. You have an opportunity to sit down with these CEOs of franchise systems that have decades and decades of experience and have worked with and built all these amazing brands over the years. to have an opportunity to sit down with them and talk to them and learn from them is just absolutely incredible. So everybody on our team has that same eagerness and willingness to learn and also to network. And I think that was critical in getting our team up to speed on how to work in a franchise industry very quickly. And we still have tons to learn, of course, and we're always learning. And we take every franchise event and every conference as a great opportunity to meet new people, learn from them, and just learn all the updates to the industry because it's constantly changing.
I love that idea of attending the conferences together as a team. I first became aware of Woofies, and I met you and your team last year at Springboard. And you had to have a handful, maybe half a dozen people there. And first I thought, who are these wild and crazy ladies from something called Woofies? A little loud. Everybody noticed you. No.
That tends to happen.
this must be some really huge brand that I've never heard of. If they're sending six people to Springboard this year, right? And I think you know, you kind of make a splash with that, with the other people in the industry that you're going to network with. But also, like you said, sharing all of that information. I think too often at some of these events, I see one person from an entire huge company that has five brands and 20,000 locations, right? And it's like, how many people can that one person network with in 3 days when they're responsible for thousands of locations and multiple brands and all of these people? I love the idea of you know, kind of bringing in the small army to really make the most of any event that you go to. So kudos on that. And speaking of team, you have with you today Michelle, who is your newest team member, as I understand. Michelle, you're the director of marketing. How long have you been with the brand now?
This will be my 1 year anniversary at the end of September. So.
And that's pretty impressive too, that your newest team member has been there for a year. There's a lot of companies out there where somebody who's been there for a year is, you know, definitely a veteran of the place. So Michelle, welcome aboard 1 year later. And I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the Woofies brand and maybe some of the things that you're working on from the marketing side. You know, maybe we can split it up into sort of before COVID and how things look now during and after COVID.
So marketing obviously has changed a lot because of COVID. We were doing a lot prior to COVID and we're still doing a lot. It's just changed just a little bit. So, I mean, anything from sending out press releases, we have a drip campaign going on with potential franchisees, meeting with our franchisees, making sure that they're doing okay, that they have all of they need, the website management, handling events. Of course, events slowed down just a little bit during COVID, but now they're starting to pick back up again. We just started putting together a video for Woofies. So our first franchise video and our first consumer video will be coming out shortly. And then the marketing, we've been doing Google PPC ads. We have been doing social media ads and that really hasn't changed throughout COVID. In fact, our mobile pet spa actually has really ramped up a lot during COVID. So, you know, a lot of people were used to going to the groomers. So maybe going to a store or a location outside to take their dog to get groomed. But we have a mobile pet spa that has really been highly in demand since COVID. I mean, it was already in demand, but now we've got even more clients kind of coming to us, wanting that service, you know, coming right to the door, picking up the dogs, doing all of that, no contact service. So it's been great. I mean, we haven't really slowed down, I have to say.
It's nice to have a place to, and I'm going to use the word that we all use way too much right now, a place to pivot to during this time. And especially, it sounds like the mobile units may be something that people will get into that habit. And even after we're through COVID or whatever other disaster comes our way next, people still may want to use that mobile service, I would assume.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Probably not going away soon. Yeah.
No, in fact, our first franchisee just bought her second van. And you know, I just spoke with our first and second franchisees this week, and they've got appointments booked out for months.
Wow.
So yeah, they're doing really well.
I want to go back to Amy to talk a little bit more about the women on the team. We do a lot of work here on the podcast with the IFA Women's Franchise Network and the podcast for the Women's Franchise Committee. Do you see this as a great opportunity for women to own their own business? It sounds like it's pretty strong with the ladies when it comes to owning the franchises, and everybody within your corporate team is all women, right?
That's correct.
And is there anything about this group that's really kind of making your team so strong?
I think there's many factors that makes our team so strong. I think the biggest is that we all have that shared passion for animals, mm-hmm. which drives us every day to do what we do, not only on the consumer side, but on the franchise side. And having that shared passion is so important to have that. We're also friends on a personal level. These are all people, if I'm going to go out and have a drink with someone, they are the first people I would ask in a heartbeat, because we are friends. We look out for each other. And to have that friendship and have it also part of the business relationship is really important. We all look out for one another, and we're on the same page, and we communicate really well with each other. When we have our multiple meetings throughout the week, we have a lot of excitement. We can generate a lot of good ideas. We bounce a lot of ideas off one another. It's not ego driven. And that's what I think makes it work really well. Mm. People always laugh, you know, a group of women, it can go one of two ways. And we all know that. And it definitely brings out the very best, the Wolfie's ladies. The team is truly just a fantastic team. I feel very fortunate to work with them. Well, I enjoy going to work every day because
I think you've done a good job building that team. And I think there's something, especially in this day and age, to be said for surrounding yourself with people with whom you actually want to work. Not
right.
Just the people
so
that
important.
You're kind of stuck with. Right. So, and I think that goes down to the franchisee level too. It sounds like you've got a solid group of franchisees who you really want to have on board with you. And there's our first dog of the day. I'm surprised it took us this long to get into it between your house and mine. What about the franchisees? What are you doing with them to sort of help them in their team building process too? Because I would assume, especially as some of your franchisees get to, you know, more mobile units and, you know, more groomers working with them and that kind of thing, you know, they've got a team to build that's just as important as your corporate team. Any advice for those franchisees that you're giving to them to help them?
I think the biggest thing we do is lead by example. So they see how we work with our team. We have a very close relationship with our franchisees. We're very hands-on, and we have the luxury of working closely with them because they're also in close proximity to us. So physically we can go support them when they have events they're rolling out, or we work with them a lot on training when they're adding new members to their team, and just working with them to really build and foster that cohesive culture that needs to happen at each location. And that's really important because we drill in their head to bring on people that share your same mission. And we always talk about the mission of Wolfie's is to ensure that every customer experience is an exceptional one. Mm. And that is the foundation of our business. It started from day one, and it's what drives us each and every day. And when we look at customer service extends not only to your external clients who are using your services, it extends to your team members, and it also extends for us to our franchisees. We constantly have to provide the best customer service to them, and that's really important to us that we do that each and every day. But as far as advice, we want them to build their team around good people who share their vision. That's really important. It's when you're hiring dog walkers, groomers, or your back office team members, you really need to get people that embrace your culture and embrace that customer service attitude, because that's what makes a company in the pet services business do well. You have to have that customer service. You have to have that approach of going above and beyond each and every time for your clients, because you're taking care of their pets. Aside from kids, it doesn't get any more personal than that. We're going into their homes, we're caring for their pets. They rely on us to provide exceptional care for their pets. So anybody that comes on board on your team has to share that same vision and that same value of doing everything possible to provide the best care possible. Sorry.
That's excellent. Yeah, Michelle, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, I was a Woofie's client for six years before I started with Woofie's.
Whoa.
So everything that Amy's saying, I would say, like, I experienced firsthand before an opportunity even arose for me to join the team. So, you know, I had my dog was, you know, part of the pet sitting and also grooming. And I already knew what Woofie's mission was, what their values were, just from being a client. Which just made it such an easy transition for me when the opportunity arose for me to join the team, of course, and then I met Amy and Leslie and the rest of the team. It was a no-brainer, just because, you know, at our core, you know, we all had the same values, customer service, love of animals, and we love what we do. So, so I experienced that first before joining the team, which is great.
That's excellent. That's a great story to tell too. And along with building the team and training, one last thing I wanted to ask you both about before we go today is just a few weeks ago, you won an award from Franchise Update Media in the area of training for something called Woofie's Academy. Tell me about that.
Yes, we were very excited to win that award. Woofie's Academy is near and dear to our heart. That is our in-home grooming school that we started just last year. And the reason we started it is we've seen over the years, just on the consumer side, that there is such a demand for mobile grooming services. People love the convenience of a professional mobile grooming van pulling up to your driveway, and your dog is or cat is groomed, and it's one-on-one, and clients love it. They love the convenience, and they just love the one-on-one piece of it. So mobile grooming demand is there, has been, and it's constantly increasing. We found that we needed to find more groomers to meet the demand of mobile grooming services. And so we've built a great team in Ashburn at our corporate office, and our franchisees were just starting, and they were starting to build a team of groomers. But there's so much demand that we wanted to create our own school so that we can create a pool of talented groomers that can go out and work in our franchise locations. And most grooming schools out there are not as comprehensive as the one that we've put together in conjunction with Paragon School of Pet Grooming. It also doesn't focus on the mobile aspect of grooming. Mm-hmm. Most grooming salons focus on working inside a brick and mortar salon.
Yeah.
We are unique because we offer mobile grooming services. So we wanted to create an academy where students can come in and not only learn the skills and techniques to be a professional groomer, but also how to work within a mobile environment. But the other piece, and the most important piece to us, is the customer service and level of professionalism. That is something that we wanted to really drill into each of the students, is the importance of customer service. You are representing Woofie's, representing a brand, and you're going to a client's home, and you're going to work as a groomer for them and take care of their pet. But that level of professionalism and the customer service is such an important piece. It has to go hand in hand along with the skills and techniques of being professional groomers. So that's what our school is all about. We're really excited about Woofie's Academy. We've had several students already graduate. We have more coming in through the school, and it's great for our franchisees. It solves a really difficult problem for them of, I have all this demand for mobile grooming, I need more groomers. So we are bringing in these people to teach them how to become a professional groomer, and then they have job opportunities to go work with one of our franchisees. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Wow, that sounds like a great idea. And again, congratulations on winning the Franchise Update Media Award. Only a year into franchising and you're winning your first award in the franchise industry. That's fantastic.
Thank you. We're very excited about that.
Before we go, give us some places that we can send our listeners if they have any more questions for either of you or they just want to learn a little bit more. Where can we send folks?
Our franchise website is ownawoofies.com. So if anybody would like to check us out or has any questions, they can go to that website and reach out to us, and we will contact them ASAP.
Excellent. Thanks for that. And we'll have a link to that on the Social Geek Radio website and show notes so people can find you easily as well. Thank you both for being here today. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to chatting with you again real soon.
Thank you so much.
And now it's time for the Health and Safety Spotlight, brought to you by Northeast Color. Every week, we're looking at and sharing stories of franchise brands making a difference in health and safety. This week, we're spotlighting Title Boxing Club. Lots of system-wide precautions and shifts here, including virtual classes. The company provided complimentary access to its Title On Demand programming, which allowed members to continue working out from home while also finding a way for franchisees to be profitable. Also, clubs began running outdoor classes that allowed them to adhere to social distancing guidelines and other restrictions. And franchisees invested in plexiglass barriers between members, and trainers wear face shields while teaching class. Nice work, Title Boxing. If you have stories about how your franchise system is keeping businesses and homes safe and healthy, let me know. We'll share them here thanks to our friends at Northeast Color. Northeast Color is offering franchise systems help with social distancing floor decals, signs, and window decals, suspended partitions for the front desk or workout stations, parking lot signage, and hand sanitizer pedestals with signage, all fully branded and customized for your franchisees. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com. And thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.